In Buffalo last night, it was Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown celebrating a primary day victory and winning the Democratic primary in his bid for a fourth term as Buffalo mayor. Here with analysis this morning after a late night last night, Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob. Let's first talk about this primary. One element that stands out is the turnout for what, in effect, will be the mayor's race. I mean, most likely, there's very little chance that the Democratic nominee is going to lose in a general election, especially since there's no Republican running in November. But the turnout seemed low, with Mayor Brown just getting over 13,000 votes, in essence, giving him a fourth term in office. But what about it? How do you see it? Is that unusually low? What are your thoughts?
Well,
there?
I can't remember the exact number, but I think it was low 20s, and that is kind of the new norm for a primary turnout, Jay. That, you know, it seems like every year lately, at the news the next day, we write a story about the low turnout. But hey, gee, it just seems to be what it is, and there wasn't a lot of excitement about this contest to begin with. I think it was very sleepy, very quiet, right up until, I would say, last week when both of the candidates started airing television ads. But there just wasn't a lot of excitement about it, and I think it was probably because an awful lot of people, an awful lot of voters really believed that Byron Brown was in the driver's seat on this from the get-go.
At the same time, Mark Schroeder did raise a notable amount of money, what, about $300,000, according to reports, for this campaign. Obviously, Mayor Brown has an established treasury, but at the same time, how does that shape up compared to some of the other previous challengers?
Well, it was the most serious challenge in a primary to Byron Brown, I think, throughout his mayoral electoral career. You know, Mark Schroeder got 35% of the vote. That's kind of more than, it certainly was more than the polls were predicting. And it showed that he had a significant amount of support, nowhere near enough to avert the landslide victory that the mayor scored last night. But that kind of money, that kind of organization, and that vote total in the end said that he had some appeal. He was a serious candidate who ran a serious campaign, and I think the votes reflected that in the end.
What about what he brought to the table in this particular race? Was there an issue or issues that resonated with voters or with people that you were talking to throughout the campaign?
Sure was. Both he and Betty Jean Grant pointed to the poor neighborhoods of the city that continue to help rank Buffalo as one of the poorest cities in the nation. And while they said the mayor had concentrated on downtown, a waterfront and medical campus development, that he had ignored the neighborhoods. And there was something to be said about the condition of the neighborhoods and the poverty rate of the city. But in the end, there was a general feeling, I think, of optimism in this town that has been reflected in some of the downtown development. The mayor, in a matter of perfect timing, is presiding over this. And I just think people felt good about the direction of the city, and I think last night's vote reflected that.
Betty Jean Grant, this is a veteran of local politics, a five-term Erie County legislator. How did you see her role in this race?
Well, I don't think anyone ever figured out why she got in, except to, I think, make her point, which was very similar to Mark Schroeder's, in that she didn't think there was that much attention being given to neighborhoods either. There was very little optimism that she could win. There was even very little optimism that Mark Schroeder could win this from the beginning. But nevertheless, I think she got in just to prove her point, but she was very hampered in a lack of funds and really didn't, I think, extend her appeal beyond her own East Side base.
And they're back in that second legislative district, though. She opts then to run for mayor and not run for re-election for the legislature. And we have a newcomer winning that Democratic primary, April Baskin. What can you tell us about that particular race?
Well, chalk one up for Democratic headquarters here. I think Chairman Zellner and his operation was very anxious and very encouraging of April Baskin's candidacy. They were very enthused throughout the entire process. And no one really had a handle on that. An awful lot of people that I talked to said, can you call this? And they all said, no, I don't know what's going on, what the dynamic is in that district. But as it turned out, it looks like the party endorsement was very important for April Baskin here, and that the party got out, you know, rang the doorbells and made the phone calls and hung the literature on doorknobs all through the past week. And my guess right now is that this is one of those times when the party endorsement really meant something.
Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, it must be campaign season. We're talking live on the air here on WBFO, and we're going to be talking with you throughout this coming season right up to the November election, as always. Thanks for your time.
We'll look forward to it.